The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, on this program we discuss various challenges that the youth face and Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. And for today as well, we have a challenge that many of the youth throughout the world do face. And inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to bring forth Islamic guidance regarding that challenge as well, as to how we can overcome that challenge, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we get to that, inshallah, let us first motivate ourselves to recite salawat upon the beloved of Allah, our beloved, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us of many benefits that we receive if we recite salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of those benefits is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites salawat once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And we want the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, isn't it? And so, how are we going to receive the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? What is our wazifa to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And our topic for today, as we have mentioned that we're going to discuss it, it is suicide is not the answer. Suicide is not the answer. Yes. And before we get into that topic, there's so much that we have to discuss in that topic, inshallah, azza wa jal. But first, let us listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately after the kalam, we come back and we discuss our topic of discussion for today, inshallah, azza wa jal. So you can sit back, relax, and enjoy this beautiful kalam in praise of your beloved, our beloved, the universal beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khichne laga dil sue Muhammad. Khichne laga dil sue Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tuba ki janib takne walo. Tuba ki janib takne walo. Aankhein kholo hosh sambhalo. Aankhein kholo hosh sambhalo.
Dekho gade dil jue Muhammad. Dekho gade dil jue Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi علیہ وسلم کھچنے لگا دل سوئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نام اسی کا باب کرم ہے نام اسی کا باب کرم ہے دیکھ یہی مغیرہ بے حرم ہے دیکھ یہی مغیرہ بے حرم ہے دیکھ ہمیں اب روئے محمد دیکھ ہمیں اب روئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آئی نسیم کوئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کھچنے لگا دل سوئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہم سب کا رخ سوئے کعبہ ہم سب کا رخ سوئے کعبہ سوئے محمد روئے کعبہ سوئے محمد روئے کعبہ کعبے کا کعبہ کوئے محمد کعبے کا کعبہ کوئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آئی نسیم کوئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کھچنے لگا دل سوئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بھینی بھینی خوشبو لہکی بھینی بھینی خوشبو لہکی بے دم دل کی دنیا مہکی بے دم دل کی دنیا مہکی کھل گئے جب گے سوئے محمد کھل گئے جب گے سوئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آئی نسیم کوئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کھچنے لگا دل سوئے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اے بیوٹیفل کلام ان پریز آف دی بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ایم شور یو آر فیلنگ سو ریفریشڈ یور اسپرٹس آر فیلنگ ریجوونیٹڈ اینڈ یو آر فیلنگ کلوزر ٹو یور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ یرننگ ایون مور دین بیفور ٹو وزٹ دی بلیسڈ سٹی آف مدینۃ المنورہ مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ٹیک اس آل ٹو دی بلیسڈ کورٹ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ وی مے بی ان ہز بلیسڈ پریزنس اینڈ سینڈ صلات اینڈ سلام اپون رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم رائٹ دیر ان دی بلیسڈ city of Medina al-Munawwarah. Ameen bijah khatam an-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now for today's topic of discussion, suicide is not the answer. Yes, today we're going to discuss suicide, some of its causes, and how we should try to prevent this, how we should try to move away from such thoughts as well. Now there are various causes of suicide. Now suicide means to take your own life. So someone taking their own life killing themselves, that is called suicide. And there are various causes of suicide. Yes, we can't list them all, but we'll discuss a few that people do fall into, that people do face, and thus they move towards suicide. Suicide itself is something that is frowned upon in Islam, something that is not liked at all in the beautiful deen of Islam. In fact, it had taken place as well in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a narration by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that they were out on a ghazwa. On a ghazwa means a battle in which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present. And there was a fighter, there was a warrior who seemed very strong and very brave. And the ashab were praising his skills, his ability, his physique, his fighting, etc. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that he is from the people of hell. He is from the people of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. So the Sahaba Ikram had witnessed him fighting very bravely, very courageously in the battle. And sometime after the battle, he had passed on. So they went to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person, that brave warrior that you were speaking of, he had passed on." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he has reached hell. He has reached the fire. And when the Sahaba Ikram inquired a little more regarding this person, then they had come to realize, they had come to know that this person had not actually died in the battlefield, nor did he die from the wounds of the battle. Rather, what had happened is that he was wounded in the battlefield. And after the battle, he was going through severe pain. And going through the severe pain, he decided that he's going to take his own life. And thus, he had taken his own life, he had committed suicide. And that had led him to severe punishment. Then it was realized that what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said was going to occur, that this is a person from the people of hell, that this is indeed true. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had foreseen this, has foretold this because of the knowledge bestowed upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll see in various ahadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's knowledge is so immense that Allah azza wa jalla bestows upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam much more than we can think of, much more than we can imagine. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. At the same time, we realize how dislike this act is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People commit suicide for so many reasons, for various reasons. Everyone who committed suicide has their own reason. Sometimes it's extreme pain that a person may be going through. Sometimes it's financial difficulty, and this is quite a common reason, that people face some financial crisis in their life. And at that point, they decide that they want to take their lives. At other times, suicide is because of despair, hopelessness that people have. They experience very difficult situations in life and they don't see what people call the light at the end of the tunnel. There's a famous saying that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that however long the tunnel is, eventually you will come out of the tunnel and there's light at the end. There's brightness after all of the darkness within the tunnel that you could be going through. Some people face domestic violence, domestic problems, due to which they resort to suicide. But the very primary reason that we can find in most cases is distance from the deen of Islam. Distance from the religion. And when one is distant from the deen, he is distant from the religion of Islam, he or she can easily fall into this trap too of shaitan. This suicide is a trap of shaitan. It is a trick of shaitan. Shaitan wants for people to face adab on the day of judgment. Shaitan wants for people to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal has directly commanded in the Holy Quran against suicide. Allah azza wa jal has said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And do not kill yourselves by committing murder or suicide, etc. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is most merciful upon you. Yes, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is most merciful upon you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful upon a person, then how can a person feel despair and hopelessness? Sometimes we are going through difficulties in life. And we are bound to go through difficulties in life. This life is not a place of ease. This dunya is not a place of ease. Rather, this dunya is a place of trials, it's a place of tribulations. Allah Azza wa Jal has told us in the Holy Quran regarding the difficulties that we will face in dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal has told us that we are going to be tested. Every difficulty is a test. Whatever it is that we face, that we feel maybe we can bear or that we can't bear, don't think that really we can't bear. We might just feel like we can't bear it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that He Azza wa Jal will not place upon us a burden heavier than we can bear. And so, whatever it is that we are facing, we are capable of bearing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the strength to bear that difficulty, and we will face difficulties. We will go through tests. We will go through trials and tribulations. He Azza wa Jal has said in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger and with some deficiency in wealth, lives and fruit. So, we are definitely going to be tested by all of these things that Allah Azza wa Jal has told us in advance that we're going to be tested via these things. But Allah Azza wa Jal says, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. Give glad tidings to those who are patient. So here Allah Azza wa Jal has told us of the tests, of the difficulties, of the trials, tribulations, calamities that we are going to face. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us the answer to it. That what is it that we need to do in order to get through this? What is it that we need to do in order for these trials and tribulations to actually be a means of blessings for us? It is that we must be patient. We must be patient that from time to time, we might lose loved ones. From time to time, we might go through financial crisis. We could face so many difficulties within the dunya, but we need to be patient. We need to be patient. We need to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a beautiful way of being able to be patient over the few difficulties that we do face within the world is to be thankful for the many blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this thankfulness that you might hold within your heart, this thankfulness is such a great thing that subhanallah azza wa jal, the one who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the immense blessings that Allah azza wa jal has bestowed upon that person, such a person will never feel down, will never feel depressed, will never feel like they have nothing, will never feel like they are all in loss. For indeed, when you start to count the mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal upon you, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has showered upon you, then how is it that over a few minor matters, we can feel depressed, we can feel down, and we can feel hopeless? And so there is no space for despair in the heart of a grateful person. Adopt gratefulness. Be grateful for that which Allah Azza wa Jal has given. And then we will see that the trials and tribulations that we face are very few. We can be patient over that. We can be patient over the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that please make us strong to be able to get through these tests, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And if we are patient upon it, ah, subhanallah azza wa jalla, the rewards are very great. Allah azza wa jalla said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, that give glad tidings to those who are patient. And who are they who are patient? Allah azza wa jalla says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who are patient are those who, when they are afflicted with any calamity, they say, we belong to Allah and only to Him we are to return. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We belong to Allah and only to Him we are to return. This is the statement of a believer when he or she faces any difficulty, any calamity, any trying situation, that I belong to Allah Azza wa Jal as well. Whatever I had that I've lost, that belongs to Allah and me myself as well. My very being belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever I had and whatever I've lost, this never really belonged to me in the first place. Indeed, it all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are patient and you state these words from the depths of your heart that we belong to Allah and only to Him we are to return, then what is the glad tiding for you? Allah Azza wa Jal says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. These are the people upon whom are the blessings of their Lord and mercy. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And so we receive the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. We receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are given glad tidings that if we have sabr, then we are on the straight path. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So you'll find that one who is attached to deen, that person is not despondent. That person does not despair. One who is attached to deen understands that there is some difficulty and ease will follow. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. These are verses from the Quran Sharif in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that with difficulty comes ease. That indeed with difficulty we will receive ease as well. So this too is a beautiful answer, that whatever difficulty you are going through, remember that it's not difficulty all the way. There is ease along with difficulty as well. That at the end of the tunnel, there is brightness. There is brightness at the end of the tunnel. So we might go through difficulty today, perhaps tomorrow. But remember, the day after becomes a day of ease. Perhaps for 3 days you'd go through difficulty, but the day after becomes a day of ease. Even within one day, we might go through a few difficult moments, but a few moments after are moments of ease as well. And so we should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should not lose hope in positivity. We should be positive. We should always be positive. Whatever the negative situation be, we should look at the positive. We should train ourselves to see the positive. We need to make our eyes positive, our minds positive, our hearts positive, such that no matter what difficulty there is in front of us, see some positivity in it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And when one always sees positivity, when one has trained their minds and their hearts to see and experience positivity, then where is there space for a dull moment in life? Then you are always feeling good. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And so, whatever the difficulty, whatever the situation you are in, yes, work towards resolving those situations. If there's a situation of domestic problems, then work towards resolving that problem. If there's a financial crisis, then work towards resolving that as well. Find some means in order to earn, perhaps lower some expenses, take some assistance, as much as possible try to resolve the problem. And whilst resolving the problem, also focus upon the positives as well. There are some people that Allah Azza wa Jal places in such situations that they do not have lots of wealth, that they are in poverty, but Allah Azza wa Jal knows that that poverty is best for them at that time. And then there are other people that Allah Azza wa Jal places them in wealth, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows that that wealth is best for them at that time. So whatever the situation, know that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who has set our lives. He Azza wa Jal has willed whatever it is that we are to receive, and whatever it is that we are not to receive, He Azza wa Jal is not giving us that. We are pleased upon the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. That if there is some difficulty in place, if there is something that we've lost, perhaps people have lost a loved one. Many have lost loved ones within the dunya. Sometimes by means of death, and sometimes by means of separation, by means of the loved one moving away and not wanting to remain. That may be a difficulty, but Allah Azza wa Jal knows what's best. Perhaps that is best for us. We might not see that that is best for us at that moment. But Allah Azza wa Jal knows, and we trust the will of Allah. We trust the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than that which we think is good for us. Just think that if we were to plan our lives, how wonderfully we'd plan our lives. We would plan our lives in that way that we think is best for us, isn't it? Now Allah Azza wa Jal is planning our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that which He knows is good for us. Trust the will of Allah. Be pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who is pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the difficulties he faces, he still has sabr. Allah has given him bashara. Allah has given him glad tidings. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He's a rightly guided person. That whatever it is that we face, we must look at where we are receiving it from. The ungrateful person just looks at what they receive. The grateful person looks at who they receive it from. So whatever you receive, know that it's coming from your Rabb. And when it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are pleased with it. Even if there is a situation at which we feel some sadness, we cannot become despondent. We cannot become despairing. We cannot become depressed, because we know that Allah Azza wa Jal knows better than we know. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal knows and you do not know. So we say, لَبَّيْكَ وَاللَّهُ. We do not know. We trust your will. And we will never turn towards taking our own lives. People move towards taking their lives thinking that all the difficulties will just disappear. No, oh my honorable viewers of Madani Channel. These difficulties will not disappear if one takes their own life. Because if one takes their own life, they are accountable in the qabr, they are accountable on the day of judgment. The one who has taken their life with some weapon, they will be given adab with the same weapon over and over again. Some narrations all the way until the day of judgment as well. And in some narrations, in the fire of Jahannam as well, one will continue to torment themselves by means of the same weapon over and over again. So, do the difficulties all disappear, or does it become more difficult? Rather, if you have sabr and then you leave the dunya without taking your own life, being patient and being pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are many rewards for you. Then inshallah azza wa jal, upon death, difficulties will disappear. So my honorable viewers of Madani Channel, remember, suicide is not the answer. Sabr is the answer. Patience is the answer. Trusting the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the answer. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the answer. Performing salah is the answer. Keeping hope in the mercy of Allah azza wa jal is the answer. Stay upon it. Life is short anyway. Stay upon the path of the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. Leave the dunya in that way. And that is the answer. Allah give us tawfiq to act upon what we have learned. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please stay tuned to Madani Channel and continuously learn ilm adeen from your trusted source of Madani Channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, join us on the next episode as well of the program, The Challenges of Youth, in which we'll discuss another challenge that the youth face and Islamic guidance on how to overcome that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.